Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. You know, different seasons of the year give us reminders. You see repetitive patterns and themes that begin to emerge in different times of the year, and they're all reminders to help us stay on track. I think of it like a set of guardrails to keep us moving forward, to keep us on track in our walk with God. Now, the New Testament teaches us no day is more important than one another. They're all just meant to teach us about Christ, to teach us about Jesus. But God has built into nature just patterns of how things unfold in a given year that can teach us so much. And during this time of the year, we're getting to the end of February, getting into March. I was just praying about, God, what are we talking about during this time of the year? And I got a couple concepts I want to link together. I'm not quite sure, to be honest, how they flow together just yet. But I know the theme is, let's stick to the basics. Stick to the basics. Usually in anything we want to make progress in, anything we want to master, including our walk with God, there are just some key fundamentals, just some basics to stick with. And as you become a master at those basics, that's the key. And so the basics today we're talking about of faith and love. Just simple, childlike faith. Where Jesus talks about, if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. Keeping our focus on God. That he's with us, that he's for us, that nothing's impossible for him. And that faith has got to be expressed through us, because we're not in stress, we're not in fear, we're not in worry. That faith is going to be expressed through us as loving God, loving ourselves, and loving people. Just those very simple basics, just belief and faith in God, single-minded focus on him, decisive faith that walks with him in his love and his grace and his power. Might be some situations where you say, you know what, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you and I'm going to rest and trust in you. Now, along with that, this is a time of year. We're getting close to spring. And the Bible, in the Bible, there's this pattern in the spring. It says over and over, repeatedly, in the spring of the year when kings go to war. We're seeing that right now in the world. We've got Russia and Ukraine. Russia's invading Ukraine. We've got war happening right now. And I don't pretend to understand everything that's going on there. In our own personal lives, you might get some attacks during this time of the year, things that are coming at you. And what I've learned is single-minded faith. We might not know what to do. Might look scary, might look overwhelming. We might not know what to do, but keeping our eyes on him. Single-minded faith expressed through loving people. Just sticking to those very basics. So we're going to take communion over this today. Just asking God for his help to walk in this childlike faith and love. Sticking to the basics. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to have you in our lives. We thank you for all that you went through. For all that you went through and Jesus went through to connect us back to you. I'm just thinking of Isaiah 40, where it says, tell the people, their warfare has ended. Their warfare has ended. Father, we just thank you for this bread. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he told his disciples, receive it. Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. It was one sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. That forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Father, we thank you for this cup. ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take your juice. All right, so let's stick to those basics this week. Faith and love. Keeping our eyes singularly focused on Him, expressing that faith through loving Him, loving ourselves, loving people. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.